and coming back and all of that.
You know as well as I do that these kids have heard people say, well, there's going to be a change, there's going to be a difference in everything, and then it never happens. So when you say that, what tangibly needs to be done in order to help give them some type of hope?
What's really clear, Ron, is that the change can't come from outside in. The change has to come from inside out, from people of the community, from the community, those that are going to be there for the long haul and have their heart in the right place and bring a love for their communities, wanting to see them be productive and safe and sound and all of that. So whereas programs come from outside, come and go, and the police, you know, do their work within law enforcement from outside in, they make no connection with the kids, and so there's no way that the culture can find reason to shift. They just are, you know, just avoiding the problems that they're in. And so we have to, exactly what we have to do is find those people in the community that have been around, that have the kind of status that those other kids will listen to them. And basically those are ones that have been in trouble in the past and have been through the life themselves, and give them tools and train them through the academy that we're constructing, so that they can have a manner with which to help these kids see a better way to do things. And so it has to come from inside out if you're going to change culture. And really, for this to change in a big way, Ron, we're going to have to make this an emotional-driven movement where people feel that they have to take a part. They have to be part of it. They can't wait for